Dr. Eaton, it's great to see you. Let's just start with what Andra's just telling us, the fact that the CDC, the meeting there about booster shots is pretty contentious, something that we've discussed many times here on this program, whether or not people should be getting booster shots and exactly who should be getting booster shots. From the data that you've examined, the data that you've looked at, what do you think makes the most sense?
Yeah, so it's a great question. We've seen early enthusiasm around boosters, but what I'm seeing here on the ground level in Alabama and other areas with low vaccination is that a lot of the morbidity, a lot of the bad outcomes are not in individuals who lack a booster. It's in individuals who have not rolled up their sleeve for their first or second vaccine, individuals who are not fully vaccinated. So I think it is a discussion we need to continue, and I'm glad we're having really robust independent reviews by both the FDA's advisory committee and the CDC to make sure that we have the data that we need to make these decisions. But from my standpoint, a lot of the outcomes that we're seeing, the severe disease, again, is not because of a shortage of boosters. It's really because we have low vaccine uptake in general.
Can you just give us what's happening on the ground in Alabama right now? We hear these terrible stories in other states where hospital ICUs are now at capacity. And then there was one headline, even the hallways are at capacity. What's going on today in Alabama?
Yeah, so, you know, it's a moving target, and we are seeing a hint of optimism. We've seen this before, so I do hesitate to get too optimistic with my projections. We did see really devastating outcomes with the Delta surge. We continue to have very full hospitals, although some of them are opening up and we are seeing more capacity this week, for example, than we saw last week, which we're hoping we can now start resuming some of the procedures that have had to be put on hold, things like cancer-related treatments, strokes, other non-COVID-related disease. So things are looking up this week. We're hopeful that continues to be the case, but we know we're still seeing new cases every day. And we know that only 41% of Alabamians are fully vaccinated. In our rural areas, it's a much lower percentage. We know vaccination is very regional, and we know this virus can cross county lines quite easily. So until our whole state is really vaccinated, I think I will have pause in terms of getting too optimistic of projections going forward.
And Doctor, talking about that 41% of your state's population being vaccinated, we've talked about vaccine hesitancy. We've talked about what needs to be done in order to get more people vaccinated. And yes, there are more shots going into arms, but we're still far ways from where we should be, or where we need to be, I should say, at this point in the pandemic. What else do you think can be done or should be done right now?
So in addition to vaccination, you're right, we do still have hesitancy. I do still encourage all my colleagues and other providers and family members, loved ones, continue to talk about your vaccine experience, continue to share data, evidence. We need to flood the social media space with facts and truth. But in addition, other things we can be doing are just common sense measures. We know that a lot of schools opened in the last month or two. We know that a lot of schools wear masking and things like ventilation, distancing, meals outdoors. We know those schools have been safer and there have been less transmission within the schools in those settings. And even with the Labor Day holiday, we did not see the surge that we expected after Labor Day. And I suspect that's because individuals in our community have been following the news on Delta. Unfortunately, they know people who are sick. They know people who are hospitalized. They may know someone who died in the last month. So I am optimistic that we're starting to see some of those behaviors. Individuals have started taking Delta seriously, perhaps getting vaccinated, getting their teens vaccinated, and sending their kids to school in masks.
Doctor, I am curious, though, there's going to be a percentage of the population, whether it's Alabama or in Idaho, that will not get a vaccine. Just not going to listen to reason, not going to listen to logic. What does the future for all of us look like? Because there are going to be those among us who won't get vaccinated. Are we going to have ICUs filled to capacity forevermore?
It's a great question. And I think if anything, this virus has taught me humility and to not speak in absolute. So, you know, we certainly can't predict with absolute terms, but I do imagine that as long as we have communities who are largely unvaccinated, we will see new mutations, new variants. They have the potential to evade our vaccines such that individuals like myself who are fully vaccinated may be subject to a new mutant coronavirus variant such that I would get infected and other fully vaccinated individuals may get ill. I don't think that we're going to see mass hospitalization, severe disease deaths in fully vaccinated individuals at this time. But as long as we have these communities, as you mentioned, a lot of rural states where a large percentage are unvaccinated, I think we're going to see potentially new coronavirus variants, potentially variants that may tip over into fully vaccinated individuals, cause us to have cold flu-like illnesses. But I'm hopeful that we will not see the mass hospitalization that we saw pre-vaccine in the vaccine setting in individuals who are fully vaccinated.